From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
I got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed. With music by the Whippoorwills. Songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros. Yours truly, Joe Slattery. And starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. Now, here he is, one of the famous Hollywood yes men, Smiley Burnett.
No, sir, not today, sir. No, no, no. You heard me. I said no.
Wait, Smiley. No. Smiley, wait a minute. I thought you were supposed to be a yes man.
Yeah, but I'm on layoff this week.
Oh,
hey, listen. Married life is never dull, I guess, from what Charlie McQuarrie tells me. The other day, his little boy came in and called to his mother, who was upstairs. Little kid says, Mama, I just tore my pants. She called down and says, well, take them off and I'll fix them in a minute. When she got downstairs, there was the pants hanging over a chair and she heard a racket in the basement. She says, hey, are you running around down there without your pants? A voice answered, no, ma'am, I'm reading the gas meter. Well, I'll tell you one thing. At McQuarrie really runs things at his house. Things like the lawnmower and the washing machine and the electric sweeper. He told me that he and Virginia had only had, one quarrel. It started when they was getting married, and it's still going on. At their wedding, when they was married, old McQuarrie says, I do, and his wife says, oh, no, you don't. I remember when McQuarrie had a sick spell. Oh, he was bad sick. The doctor came over one day, and he asked the missus, he said, Virginia, how is he today? She said, doctor, he held my hand this morning and called me his little tootsie wootsie. The doctor says, my gosh, he's really sick.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Sticks and stones may break my bones. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but love will never hurt you. You'll be blue and sorry too if you let love go passing by. So take the kisses that you saved and give them all to me, and I'll forever keep them in my heart. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but love will never hurt you, sweetheart.
On your radio and you just tuned in, that was the Whippoorwills, and that voice you heard, that was Sweet Georgia Brown. Wasn't that nice? Speaking about things that are nice, you know, our sponsors are extra nice people, and we appreciate them, and we'd appreciate it if you folks would buy their product. Let's give a little listen right now, huh?
I love you, there's no other way. Just one way to say, I love you, I love you, I love you, and try as I may, just one way to say I love you. Much more could be said if I thought with my head, but I only can think with my heart. I love you, I love you, and long for the day when you say I love you.
Got me doing it now, have you? Yeah, I got me doing it. I wish I could sing songs.
You
bed.
Know who that was, don't you?
Slim Wilson.
Oh, Slim Wilson, that left-handed fiddle.
Yeah. Say, by the way, one of these days, you know, we've been speaking about Charlie McCoy so much. One of these days, I'm going to have the real Charlie on the program. You thought he was a mythical guy there for a minute. Well, he isn't. A few years back, old McCoy was working for the power line company, putting up some poles at Tioga Pass. You know them big, long poles that go out to Boulder Dam? Old Charlie said they used to have gremlin birds on them come along with them crescent-rent feet and undo all the bolts on them so they'd fall down. Yep. Well, sir, there was a dispatcher. There was a dispatcher writ him a letter and just bawled him out good for duties outside of his department. I guess poor Charlie was no doubt doing somebody a good turn or something, pulling him out of the mud. You don't know, but... Yeah. Anyhow, the dispatcher told him not to do nothing anymore unless he had orders from Newhall, right from headquarters, bub. Well, nobody liked that old dispatcher anyhow. He had a head like a double-barreled peanut. Well, sir, old Gerhardt Kennedy told me that McCoy sent the dispatcher a telegram about 2 days later, and he said, "A mountain lion has eaten the superintendent. Please send instructions." Well, boys and girls, my song is in your department here today. This is a little song called "The Hitchhiking Indian." Sue, you can have the introduction today. In the Badlands, Arizona, lived a pap who smelled of snow. And her eyes were bright and shiny, and her hair was black, I know. She was such a cute papoosey, and she couldn't even talk. She raised her royal rumpus when they wanted her to walk. For there's a long, long way to travel. Sure, it's a long, long way to go. But the walking's never crowded, though it's mighty, 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 mighty slow. So the big chief told her mama, "Make a saddle for your back, so the papoose she can hitch a ride within a leather sack." So she was the first hitchhiker, and the chief said, "Heap big feet, and from now all papooses are to ride the rumble seat. For there's a long, long way to travel, sure, and it's a long, long way to go. But the walking's never crowded, though it's mighty, 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 mighty slow."
Oh,
fun than we do. Today, haven't we? Well, the face on the clock just looked down at me and the hands are waving goodbye, Frog, so I expect we'd better go now. We'll be back again soon, though. Hope you'll be listening to us. Until then, this is old Smiley Bird's Nest saying, speak well of me and I'll just dare you to talk about me.
Bye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.